Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 77 degrees. Police responded to a shooting call in the area of 21st and Amidon in North Wichita around 9 o'clock Wednesday night. Initial reports say a 36-year-old male suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen. Police Sergeant John Bogle says...
The victim was found at the south end of the bridge here on Amidon, where it crosses the Arkansas River. He was on the south end, and he was located by citizens, passerbyers that were driving through the area.
Police say his wounds appear to be non-life-threatening. Police report no suspects in custody. Wichita police are investigating a crime spree during the 10 o'clock hour Tuesday night involving lit fireworks being thrown at people. Officer Charlie Davidson says the first case happened at Lincoln and Hydraulic. The victim was a 19-year-old woman.
She was at the business sitting in her parked vehicle with the window down. And an unknown suspect in a white car threw a mortar-style firework towards her that exploded next to her window, causing, fortunately, only minor injuries to her and causing some damage to her vehicle.
About 25 minutes later, several people were sitting outdoors on the patio at the pump house at 2nd and Mosley in Old Town when someone in a white car threw fireworks, which exploded under their table. Shortly afterwards, there was the report of suspects in a white car throwing fireworks at people and cars near Seneca and McLean. Suspect's vehicle is described as a newer white Dodge Avenger with dark tinted windows with damage to the rear bumper on the driver's side. Sedgwick County commissioners did not make any statements concerning Governor Laura Kelly's upcoming orders for wearing masks in public.
The executive order should be released Thursday, and since Friday is an official state and federal holiday, commissioners would have to wait until next week to tackle the issue if they choose. The commission did approve a six-month lease for the old Armory building at 620 North Edgemore. The county will set up a drive-through testing site to replace the temporary tin structure the county has been using so far. Assistant County Manager Tanya Cole discussed the health department's plan.
They have availability to use six cars at one time. And again, they go through that front entry door and then exit there at the back entry.
The county will spend $133,000 to lease the site and another $15,000 for networking and security. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
County commissioners will hold a special staff meeting this afternoon to have a conversation with the business community to discuss COVID-19 business safety practices. They will be using the WebEx video platform to hold their virtual meeting, and the public can view it live via Sedgwick County Government's YouTube Live and Facebook Live platforms. States are all responding differently as COVID cases rise. Fox's Jonathan Sari reports.
Alarmed by an increase in coronavirus cases, California's governor has announced a three-week closure of bars and restaurant dining rooms, while the mayor of New York City has postponed plans to reopen in-restaurant dining. Public health officials say large Memorial Day gatherings and complacency over the use of face masks are driving the nation's new spike in COVID-19 cases. Today, an emergency order in Savannah, Georgia, imposed a $500 fine on people who failed to wear face coverings in public. Doctors at Emory University say mandates are more effective than recommendations based on their own experience in hospitals.
The U.S. has confirmed more than 2.6 million coronavirus cases and about 128,000 deaths from the disease. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Last hour, there was a traffic accident near MacArthur and Meridian, and a traffic accident could still be slowing things down a bit. Otherwise, this morning, traffic volumes really haven't picked up that much yet, and so not seeing any big traffic slowdowns at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we are warm and humid across south central Kansas. A chance of a few thunderstorms developing as we go throughout the day. Some of the storms may be on the strong side with a high 97. Scattered storms will continue in south central Kansas through tonight, our low 72, and again, a few pop-up storms Friday with a high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 76 degrees, an east wind at just 3 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 6:11 now, Stephen, Ted. This is Thursday, July 2nd, 2020, and we had another hot, windy day across south central Kansas. Wednesday, Wichita's high temperature was 98 degrees, normal high for the date, 91. Record for the date, 109, set in the year 1980. Yeah, the big heat wave of 1980, 109. Dan says we've got a heat advisory going until 8 p.m. here in south central Kansas around the Wichita area. 98 yesterday. On this date in 1881, President James A. Garfield was shot by Charles Guiteau at the Washington Railroad Station. Garfield died the following September. Guiteau was hanged. Is it Guiteau or Guiteau, Ted? Do you remember?
Guiteau.
He was hanged in June of 1882. I knew nothing about this until a few years ago. The book, Candace Millard wrote a book that is just fascinating about this. It's called Destiny of the Republic, A Tale of Madness, Medicine, and the Murder of a President. And she details what happened when the president was shot and how this was, again, 1881, and people were not very sophisticated about antiseptic.
Nope.
So there was apparently a doctor at the scene who stuck a finger in a bullet hole without even washing his hands or anything. And it kind of went downhill from there. But President Garfield lingered for weeks before he finally died. They even had, I think they had Alexander Graham Bell or somebody come in trying to find out what was wrong with him with, you know, kind of before x-rays too. But if you're interested, and I knew nothing about Garfield and about this incident in history. So I got this book by Candace Millard, and it's pretty good. I loaned it to somebody, and it never came back. I think I loaned it to my dentist. Because I wanted her to make sure her hands were clean.
He didn't die of the bullet wound.
No,
he died of
some
the,
complications of
the ridiculous
infections and yeah,
people sticking their fingers in there with no antiseptic and the infection. And there was like one of his team of doctors that was actually adhering to the new crazy methods of antiseptic and
people thought
keeping
he was
things
crazy.
And they thought he was nuts. But
it's interesting. Mississippi officials have held a ceremony to retire the former state flag intended to a history museum a day after Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed a law stripping official status from the last state banner in the U.S. that included the Confederate battle emblem. One person watching with pride was a history-making former lawmaker whose grandfather was a slave. Robert Clark in 1967 became the first African-American since Reconstruction to win a seat in the Mississippi legislature, and he rose to the second highest leadership spot during his 36 years in the House. For decades, he tried to persuade colleagues that Mississippi should change the flag, many see as racist. But people weren't ready to listen before he left office. So
no, they didn't.
Finally got it done there. That's in Mississippi, and that's kind of the end of the story until they come up with a new design that we can all look at and make fun of. But they're looking for for a new flag. Now, the one they has is like got three big stripes, and it looks like some like Afghanistan or Kazakhstan's flag or something. So,
why does it look like?
It's just very similar to one of those flags from
the
Middle East.
A lot of flags. The stripes resemble like one of the flags of the former European or former Russian countries over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the stripe pattern. Everything else.
They never put a flag in a nice light green or olive color, do they, Ted? You know any national flags like that?
Green or olive color?
Yeah, they're usually pretty solid colors. People don't gravitate toward mauve for a state flag. Work crews wielding a giant crane, harnesses, and power tools were rested at an imposing statue of General Stonewall Jackson from its concrete pedestal along Richmond, Virginia's famed Monument Avenue yesterday, just hours after the mayor ordered the removal of all Confederate statues from city land. Whoa, this is in Richmond, which was the capital of the Confederacy. Right, Ted? I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Mayor LeVar Stoney's decree came weeks after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered the removal of the most prominent and imposing statue along the avenue, that of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which sits on state land. The removal of the Lee statue has been stalled pending the resolution of several lawsuits. I'm just kind of catching up on something that happened last Friday, San Francisco, where some people took down a statue of Ulysses S. Grant. And I'm trying to do some research. Apparently, they found out that for a time before the Civil War, he owned a slave for about a year. Other than that, he didn't have any money. The guy was broke. He couldn't afford a slave. But apparently, that was what disgusted him. And he apparently married into a family where there were some slaveholders in his wife's family. But I got to tell you, Ulysses S. Grant, when he was president, okay, after the Civil War, Reconstruction was going on in the South, and it was nasty.
It's not good.
It was nasty because the black people were supposed to be equal, but they didn't have any power, any political power, and some very, very nasty things happened. President Grant had to send in federal troops a few times to get things straightened out. So I would say that, okay, maybe he owned a slave for a year, but doggone it, he probably did more, actually, to help out black people in the South, especially, than any other president. But so tear his statue down.
But here we are, 160 years later, and we still have racial inequality.
Yeah.
We still have federal troops being sent in to quell racial issues.
Yeah.
So have we come a long way, or have we not?
It's amazing. Have we? I don't know. It's a good argument. We could sit around and say, how far have we come? In certain ways, I think we have, amazingly, but in other ways, not much. It seems like, Ted, every generation has to go through this at some point. Mm. I hope it doesn't go on forever. 6:18, coming up on 6:18 now. Steve and Ted here. And I'm going to call this a Friday morning all morning, aren't you, Ted? It didn't feel like a Friday to you. Coming to this three-day weekend for so many people coming up because of the firecracker day. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Let's check leadoff sports now with Ted Woodward. And what do you got for us, Ted?
I'm going to start out with the story of a former Wichita State Shocker pitcher, Tommy Hotovy, who's now the pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
Really?
And yesterday he kind of detailed his very painful struggle with having the coronavirus. He had to quarantine for a month, and he revealed his very emotional story.
Obviously, it affected us, you know, pretty significantly for a month. Sorry. Just give me one second. I apologize. You know, I felt it was important for me to kind of talk through what I went through because too much of what's out there is the easy stories of what people go through with this. And, you know, I felt like I kind of mentioned this morning that I went through some really, really weird stages through this whole process, like depression, thinking that, you know, did I do something wrong? You know, how could I put my family, you know, in that kind of situation?
Wow. And I think what he's saying there is interesting. We're kind of downplaying this. Oh, well, some people don't even have any, you know, have any symptoms at all. Well, and then some people die.
Yeah, this guy.
Come pretty close?
He's 38 years old.
Oh, 38. Yeah.
He was
young guy.
He said he could not participate on Zoom calls because he would be short of breath.
Really?
He says guys didn't want to come anywhere near me. He says he lost a lot of weight, got winded easily,
wow.
Still recovering. He says right now thinks he's routed about 80%, but he's telling his emotional cautionary tale. His firsthand dealing with the coronavirus.
Yeah, don't take it lightly.
Which still exists. There's no treatment. There's no vaccine yet. And we'll hear more from Tommy Hotovy as we go throughout them. Of course, he pitched for the Wichita State Shockers, Kansas City Royals, now the Chicago Cubs pitching coach. Speaking of baseball, this is the month where baseball will reconvene for summer camp activities and then hopefully start its season by the end of the month. Among those, looking forward to getting at this, is Kansas City Royals infielder Whit Merrifield.
It's like being apart for a while and then getting back together with your family and your guys. So this is my third day here. So it's been really exciting to see all the guys and get back to it. Trying not to hug guys or give guys too many high fives.
How weird is that?
It's weird. It's weird. It's really weird. Yeah.
Whit Merrifield on the Major League Baseball Network.
Going to play with a mask over his face and rubber gloves on his hands.
And, of course, they're all doing their summer camps at their stadiums, their home stadiums.
Oh, okay.
He's up at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with all of his teammates. The National Football League, it looks like not four preseason games this year, but two preseason games.
The NFL shortening this year's preseason from four games down to two. That's part of a larger accommodation for players who were unable to work out together this offseason as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The league canceling weeks 1 and 4 of the original preseason schedule, an assumed move after the announced cancellation of the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, August 8th. This means the first preseason games won't happen until at least August 20th, and with most players set to report to training camp July 28th, the reshuffle will give teams more time to focus on strategy rather than exhibition games. Each NFL club, by the way, will play one preseason game at home and one on the road. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And a happy birthday today to Jose Amato, who is 45 today, first baseman for the Wichita Wranglers on their Texas League championship team in 1999. And he also went on to then later play for the Wichita Wingnuts, one of the few players that played for the Wranglers and the Wingnuts.
Hey, how about that?
The guy had 1,400 hits in the professional ranks, never made it up to the big leagues. Jose Amato, 45 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Are you suffering from decision fatigue? I don't know. I can't decide. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.